We're studying the Parashat Naso, section 3.
I gotta get my earphones so I can hear you.
Okay. You want me to wait? Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Koronei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Koroneihu Isha Isha Ki Yaasu Mikol Chato Ta'adam V'gomer Tachatzi Kati V'chever Ha'keni Nifrad Mikayim Mibane Chovav Choten Moshe V'gomer V'chever Ha'kini Mivne Benodi Yitro Ava Kada Ava Yomer Shaul El Ha'keni V'gomer Amayikre Kini Veha ukmuha uktiv et hakini ve et hakinin zi vitmar diavad kina vamid bera ka ofa da begin lemile bioraita veit perash Min mita nefrad mikin it perash mehahu amad hava bekad meta beit davak be bekud shabarichu nefrad mikain. When a man or a woman shall commit any sin that men commit, come and see that it is written now, Chever, the Kenites, who were of the children of Chovav, the father-in-law of Moshe. Chever, the Kenites, was from the great-grandchildren of Yitro, as it says, and Saul said to the Kenites, we have already explained why he was called Kenites. Another verse says, the Kenites and the Kenizi. We learn that he made a nest, which the Hebrew word is Kim, in the desert like a bird to study the Torah. He left the city, took leave of Cain, and split away from that nation, meaning from the Midianites to whom they originally belonged. Then he adhered to the Holy One, blessed be he, and therefore he separated from Cain. Earlier in the Zohar, it speaks that Yitro was a reincarnation of Cain, from Cain and Abel. And that's why they're called the Cainites. And here it's describing one of his grandchildren who separated from the Midianites, who went into the desert to get closer to Hashem, which is really what the Nazirs do. They want to be closer to Hashem, but the manner that they do it, it's they need to bring a sin offering after their 30 days of that vow is up. So perhaps we'll get some insight into that from this section. I don't really know. Verse 17. Zaka barnash tzake bioraita lemezal leita beka biorcho dekad barnash azil biorcho dioraita mashich ale rucha kadisha ilaa kadaa alye are aleinu ruach miman rom Vekat barnash sate orcho mashich ale rucha achara misitra achara dehu sitra demisava visitra demisava it ar misitra denukba dit choma rabba Ditaman madorin diruchin bishin dinazke libne nasha dikrun naskiake alma deha masidra dikayin kadma'a ishtakahu. Happy is the person who merits the Torah, to follow and adhere to his ways. When a person follows the ways of the Torah, he draws upon himself a holy supernal spirit. As it says, until a spirit he be poured upon us from on high. When a person diverts his ways from the Torah, he draws upon himself a spirit from the other side, which is the unclean side. That defiled side awakens from the side of the hole of the great abyss, wherein lie the wicked spirits that harm people and are called the world's destroyers, that originated in Cain. Verse 18. I could comment about that, but I think it's the verse is pretty clear. There's no such thing as an empty space, a vacuum in spirituality. Either that you have a spirit of positivity or a spirit of negativity associated with you based on where your consciousness is. Vayitro bekadmeta kumara liayin zayin hava ulhahu sitar hava palachu mashich ale rucha mehahu atar viadikre keni levatar nifrad mikayin veitabak bebekucha berichu dekol mandi itabak bebekucha berichu viaved tikude oraita kich yachol hu kayem almin alma dilela v'alma diltata v'ha'ukmuha v'asitem otam ketiv. Jethro was originally a priest to idols, and he served that side. He drew upon himself a spirit of that side. Therefore, he was also called the Kenites. Later, since he separated from Cain and adhered to the Holy One, blessed be he. Whoever bonds to the Holy One, blessed be he, and performs the mitzvot of the Torah, it is as if he upholds the worlds, the world above and the world below. This has already been explained, as it is written, and do them. Again, the verse is very clear. Either you're connected to the positive side or you're connected to the negative side. And that's based on your actions and the consciousness of your actions. So an action can appear to be positive, but if your consciousness is for a selfish motivation, it's considered a negative act. Verse 19. Vekol mandi avar al pikude oraita kich yakol pagim leila pagim letata pagim legarme pagim lekol almin metal leinun mafreshe yamin deshate biarba kamchat shatya benayhu baal enakva vegomer. Anyone who transgresses the mitzvot of the Torah, he, as it were, makes a flaw above and impairs below, becomes flawed and impairs the whole universe. This is similar to the seafarers on a ship, when a fool among them stands up and wishes to punch a hole in the boat. His neighbor asks him, "Why are you drilling?" And he answers, "Why are you concerned? I'm drilling only under my own spot." He replies, "Because we'll both drown in the boat together." There's a lot of esoteric truth in this verse. It's describing the unity of all things. So when someone separates from Hashem by doing a negative action, doing something that is not what the Torah prescribes, he is creating a flaw in the upper world and in the lower world, in himself and in everyone around him. And it is important that he learn to do tshuva and correct it. Otherwise, that flaw remains and is constantly a burden to everyone else in the universe. Verse 20. V'yad isho isha ki ya'asu v'gomer ha'adam v'gomer v'hema ki adam avru berit adam avar al pikuda chad dioraita garim le legarme mita v'garam lekol alma pagim le'ela pagim letata V'hahu chovat alya ad dikayem kutsha barichu alma kamil kadmin v'itavar hahu pagimu me alma hahidiktiv bilach amavet lanetzach umacha Hashem Elohim dima me al kol panim v'gomer v'uvkich ki yasu mikol hatot ha-adam, ha-adam, adam kadma'a. Therefore, when a man or a woman shall commit that men, this verse is referring to Adam, as it is written, but they, like Adam, have transgressed the covenant. Adam transgressed one mitzvah in the Torah, and he caused death to himself, and he caused to the universe a blemish above and a blemish below. That sin is still impending until the Holy One, blessed be He, will restore the universe to its original state. When that flaw will disappear from the world, it is written He will destroy death forever. And Hashem Elohim will wipe away tears from all faces. Therefore it is written here, shall commit any sin that Adam committed, with Adam referring to the first man. This verse is explaining a verse from the prophet Hosea, where it uses the term Adam, and it's explaining that it's dealing with the first man and not just the word man generically. And there is many times in the Torah that we get confused between the particular and the general. And it's important to know it, and that's why the Zohar comes to explain these areas, so that we can be clear on what is being taught. Verse 21. Lim ol mayal bashem liman dipuk merachamei Bianca Mindina Hugarim Pagimu Vigomer Viad Rachamana Lishazvan Mechayave Dechai Alma Umin Begimu Dilchon Kama Zakain Mistalke Beginahu Bar Kol Ma Degarme Leela Vetata. I do trespass against Hashem, because whoever abandons mercy and draws on judgment causes a flaw. Therefore, the merciful one should redeem us from the wicked of this world and from their damages, as many righteous pass away because of them, on top of what they cause to happen above and below. This verse is explaining and the way the world works. When Satan is given permission to do damage to the world, he can impact people who haven't earned it. but in a larger sense, they're part of that generation. And so they are also damaged, and they are also participating because they didn't do enough to stop the person from making the mistake. And this is the attitude of our current generation. I can do anything that I want as long as I don't hurt anyone, is what they say. But it's not recognizing the unity of everyone involved. And how when I do something that goes against the Torah, I am really hurting other people, even if I don't see the connection to how that pain and suffering is taking place. And that's a very important spiritual law to be learned. That's the end of section 3. Any questions? Jack, go to sleep.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You see how it works?
Yeah, very good.
Be well, my friend.
Thank you.